Florida officials say attorney Bill McBride appears to have won the state's Democratic gubernatorial primary, but his opponent, Janet Reno, is not conceding until she's assured of a complete count. That's something her campaign questions because of Tuesday's chaotic vote, when thousands of Floridians once again were frustrated at the polls. In Miami-Dade County, election officials have found about 1,800 uncounted ballots. After vote totals in the county seemed low, the missing ballots were discovered. Officials did not say how many of those votes were for Reno, who won Miami-Dade County by more than a 3-to-1 margin. The votes were not part of the unofficial total submitted yesterday. Earlier this year, the state had received praise for spending tens of millions of dollars on new equipment and procedures after the 2000 elections. State and local officials are scurrying to figure out what can be done to fix things by November. More voters are expected to show up then, but a lot of disgruntled poll workers say they plan to stay away. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
27 hours after the polls closed Tuesday night, a cheer went up at a Broward County election warehouse. Workers had finished their final tally of results hours before the state deadline, a sign of success, according to the supervisor of elections office. But for many people here, this election was at worst a fiasco, and at the very least a major embarrassment. County Judge Jay Speckler, head of the Broward Canvassing Board, said voting machine returns were being dropped off at different locations all night long. At one point, 70 precincts were missing from the warehouse. Then it was 31.
Then they started discovering them in the back area, just all over the place. There's just no organization, no structure.
Poll workers said they got inadequate guidance about where to deliver results, how to set up new voting machines, and even when to shut them down. 77-year-old Sophie Bach was a poll worker in Pembroke Pines, where she said one precinct opened 2 hours late because the head clerk never showed up. Bach's own precinct had only a 15-minute delay as touchscreen voting machines were activated. But after that, she said, there was a lot of confusion as poll workers and voters tried to adjust to the new system.
My people were wonderful. They were falling off their feet. They were holding their backs. They could barely stand, but they tried to help. I was run ragged.
She said poll workers had checklists to help them out.
We also had books with step-by-step instruction. Every single thing was spelled out. Who had time to read?
It was a far cry from the model election that state officials had hoped to have this year, and the finger-pointing has been rampant. Republican Governor Jeb Bush and Secretary of State Jim Smith accused the Democratic-run counties of Broward and Miami-Dade of poor preparation. Those representing the manufacturer of the new machines said poll workers weren't adequately trained, and Broward's Supervisor of Elections, Miriam Oliphant, herself elected in 2000, said she needed more technical help from the company and more financial help from the state.
Coming into an office to service 960,000 voters with a budget of $5 million, there's something wrong there. Unequal and unmet needs need to be addressed.
Oliphant said she'll meet with community officials to figure out what went wrong and what needs to be done before November. Yesterday, Secretary of State Smith traveled to South Florida to review the results and to offer the state's assistance, which he insisted local officials had earlier rejected.
I can only say, and I know that I'm speaking for the governor too, that we will do everything within our power to help these people in every way that we can to make sure we don't have that kind of embarrassment again for the general election.
But it's not exactly clear what can be done over the next 54 days, especially in such a highly charged political atmosphere. Many of the problems appeared to be the result of a confluence of events. The introduction of new equipment to replace the notorious punch card machine, the redrawing of election districts, and an influx of new voters. Many people here say they're sorry the controversy has obscured some big accomplishments, including the fact that voters whose names weren't on registration lists got to cast provisional ballots for the first time instead of being turned away at the polls. John Coleman, a Democratic activist in Broward County, said the problem is that election issues just don't get that much attention in between controversies.
All we cared about, especially after 9/11, we started worrying about terrorism and we started worrying about port security and we had the National Guard busy, but no one ever worried about how the people's votes were going to be counted in Broward County or Dade County or Palm Beach County. And that's sad.
As for Sophie Bach, she's not sure yet what she'll do in November. She says lots of people tell her she's crazy to even consider giving poll work another try. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Fort Lauderdale.